Most importantly, the doomsday cuts cost more than they save. The state has already made massive cuts. There's 500 less state employees than there used to be. And there's been a huge increase in the workload that state employees have been asked to do. There's mandatory overtime where people are working double shifts. And in an effort to save money, there's more temp workers than ever before that can't do the same quality services as state employees. We're urging the legislature to adopt revenues that restore the cuts that were made in the doomsday budget and help guarantee that we have quality services for the state.
I've been told, or at least the Republicans and opponents have said, that these aren't really cuts that either in the doomsday budget or in what's being considered this week. They're just smaller increases. What do you say to that?
Tell that to the 5,000 state employees that no longer work for the state. There's definitely been cuts. Tell that to the state employees who are paying more for their health insurance, more for their pensions, and for the first time potentially getting a pay raise in 5 years after having 3 years of pay cuts. Look at the people who've left the state because they can't handle the mandatory overtime. Look at the people who've left the state because they can earn more money in the private sector. There's no question that the quality of state services suffers when you cut the compensation and increase the cost to state employees.
Assuming everything is approved this week, will there be a net job loss even with what's being approved this week?
Yes. I guess you have to say that even with these changes, it is a balanced approach. It continues to make cuts. 100 jobs are still cut in the budget that's been proposed by the House and the Senate. And there are other cuts to the state. I think $120 million in addition to that.
And those 100 jobs, those are all vacant positions that are not being filled?
We don't have a guarantee that they're vacant positions.